Good afternoon, Wasatch High School. This is Jeff Osdemore from Dallas, Texas. It is my honor and pleasure to join you here, the 2022 Utah State Championship here in St. George. What a beautiful Friday afternoon, November the 4th. I'll be adjudicating the group through the lens of the percussion caption, taking a look at both the composition and performance quality subcaptions. Looks like you are just about ready to go. Looking forward to it. Wishing you your finest performance of the entire fall. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's have some fun. Appropriate balance here with our synthesizer. I think it probably be a little bit more characteristic, just a little bit empty. I think that might speak a little bit to the music ensemble and maybe even music effect comment. Just something to keep in mind there. Just a little bit chattery snare drums in terms of their volume and our precision there coming into this phrase. This is very delicate and light And so I think our entrance there was a little bit heavy and probably a little bit unnecessarily busy to really get to this point here, which is an impact. Some of our feet are really struggling out there, battery. I think that's part of our imprecision there. Remember, all great control of our hands really is generated through incredibly precise feet and tempo control there. Yeah, sometimes like that jump digga dum right there, the bass drums to upper battery has a little bit of a disconnection. A couple of us missed that change of direction there. So you can hear bass drums and upper battery, we need to connect there. So make sure we're defining where the listening pulse is there within the battery choir. Yeah, perhaps just a little bit lacking in confidence there in that transition. I know we crescendoed in the snare voice, but I think perhaps just a little bit more definition what we're going to do to the overall phrase to really link those two musical ideas together could be rethought or strengthened or at least fortified somehow. Oops. A little bit of a disconnect there between the quads and the snares and our pulse. And then very, very last note, you may want to rethink when you have a big punctuation, when you have that big punctuation, the front ensemble, we have cymbals, we've got concert bass drum, we've got that floor tom, etc. There's an opportunity to really think about what's going to sound best sonically there to punctuate that in terms of resonance and so on and so forth, and I think we could probably make some different decisions there to make sure that feels and sounds final there. All right, great sound there with our dreadlock, bringing a new color here. Maybe a little lighter because the color is so beautifully established. I don't think we need any more volume there. Good job here with our keyboards, the front ensemble, making sure that we're playing appropriately underneath. Just be careful, xylophone is not playing too much louder than the marimbas. And then we're working on our technique here, our lateral mallet 4 to mallet 3 there. Just a little weak. Keep working on that rotation there from that player. Oops, a little messy there, upper battery. Let's see if we can recover. Yeah, I think we just had a little breakdown coming into this moment. So one thing that's really interesting, this is the second time that I felt that the Fern Ensemble is full of beautiful colors and the moving keyboard parts are wonderful, and they stop in the last measure right before we release. So that happened earlier in the show and it happened now. So again, that's just a design choice that you've made. You may experiment with taking that beautiful color all the way to the end of the piece. That way it lines up more holistically with the wind book, and therefore the composite idea and the composite aesthetic takes us all the way to the end, then it releases, instead of stopping early and then either waiting for the piece to end or perhaps going to a suspended cymbal. I know we've got a really quick foot speed back there, but we need to really see if we can connect the snare drum to the quad player and see if we can keep our buzz rolls even smoother on the entrance. Just a little bit lighter bass drums. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Be a little bit more gentle and playful here in our musical character. So there's a beautiful piano color in there. You might lean on that just a little bit more so that motive really makes it appear to the box. All those eighth notes sounds very, very distant, but I think that could be really important if it was strong. And then we took that entire time to come all the way down to here. So that could be so, so beautiful if you start a little stronger with the piano motive and then let the Fern Ensemble wind down with you in terms of energy and let it dissipate more naturally. Little busy, a little bit cluttered back there, upper battery, a little difficult to pick out what the intent is there. So clarity of intent a little lower there. So we had the right idea there, winding down there in the Fern Ensemble. Just make sure our accuracy is high and we get all the way down soft as we intend, player to player, matching each other. Careful bass drums. 1, 2, 3. A little strong there on some of these unisons. Keep working on our approach there, bass drums. Some of our technique and the way that we're hitting the drum doesn't quite match player to player. Keep working on that there. Bass drummers in particular. Careful drum set player. Some of the cymbals getting a little bit loud. Yeah, just a little bit messy coming into this big final hold here. Yeah, very, very nice. The last, let's say, bar or two, we went jump, 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 jump. When we solidified a big, open, simple rhythm, we were able to find each other, bass drums and upper battery, and it really locked in much better. But the couple phrases coming into that, there's a lot of motion and a lot of uncertainty there in the individual players there in the upper battery. And so I think that contributes to the winds and the Fern Ensemble not knowing precisely where to come in, especially in the beginning to all the next phrases. So I would really, really try to lock in just as much as you can from a student standpoint. Do our best to play with a beautiful sense of touch and balance and hand speed locking in, all those things. But also from the content standpoint, the adult standpoint, trying to be a little bit more judicious in how much vocabulary and busyness we have going into those phrases and simplify those things so that they are more clear all the way around. All right, Wasatch High School, I hope my commentary has been helpful. I really enjoyed it. I hope that you've enjoyed working on your show this season and you have safe travels home. Well done, ladies and gentlemen. Keep up the hard work and the fundamentals. Cheers, everyone.